It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each Monday at this time, we welcome 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode in for a city council update. He joins us in Studio A. Good day, Noah.
Good day, Paul.
Let's begin by talking about the challenge of UPMC's nonprofit status that Mayor Ravenstahl promised last week. It came in the same week that the state Senate passed a bill to take away municipalities' ability to challenge nonprofits' tax-exempt status. Interesting timing here. Explain what's going on.
Right. So at the same time that the city and the mayor's administration announces this plan to challenge the tax-exempt status of UPMC, there's a bill in the state legislature in both chambers. There is a legislation that would pretty much prevent Pittsburgh from doing that in the future. Now, the timing is interesting. However, I should note that the bills in the state legislature would require a constitutional amendment because it essentially takes away a power from municipalities and puts it in the hands of the in the hands of the state instead. And so this would be required to pass in two consecutive legislative sessions and then pass a voter referendum as well. So that bill, no matter how fast it is going through the state legislature, and it is proceeding very quickly, no matter how fast it goes through, it will take some time before that bill will go in effect. So it looks as though this challenge to MC's tax exempt status planned for this year, essentially, will be able to happen.
Why would the state Senate, why would the legislature on either side want to take away the ability of a municipality, the ability of the city of Pittsburgh, for example, to challenge the status of an entity like UPMC? People are applauding the mayor for doing this. You would think that in other parts of the state, people might very well feel the same way. So now we have the legislature stepping in the wake of all of that and saying, well, maybe we want to take that away. Why would they do that?
Well, the one senator who is the sponsor of Senate Bill 4, which is the obviously the Senate version of this legislation, his name is Senator Brubaker, and he's from eastern Pennsylvania. He cited some examples in Warren County where I believe it was the YMCA and another such good service institution both had their property tax exemptions taken away by a local government challenge, and he said this is not what we want for our charitable institutions. He I don't believe mentioned large hospital sort of complexes like UPMC whenever he was quoted in that article that I read. And
I'm guessing that YMCA in eastern Pennsylvania owns a little less land than UPMC does, perhaps.
You would think. I won't speculate as to how much land that YMCA owns. I did talk with Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak last week. She wrote and passed a will of council document that essentially condemns these bills, Senate Bill 4 and House Bill 724. And she was saying that she believes this is the result of pretty intense lobbying from the Pennsylvania Hospitals Association, which does have some clout in Harrisburg, I believe. And she's saying that, the Hospitals Association went to the legislature, said, hey, we don't want our tax-exempt status challenged, so let's work something out. And that's what she believes, and that could be the case.
And this will become – this is going to be an ongoing case, the challenge to UPMC's nonprofit status by the city, and it'll become the next mayor's issue, won't it?
I believe so, yes. It's something that's been long in the making and will be long in the making. This is something that has been discussed for years, essentially. We sort of got a preview of the arguments a couple months ago, actually, when Allegheny County had a public hearing on the, viability of a challenge to the tax-exempt status of some of the county's largest nonprofits. UPMC was there. They were making their case for why they should be tax-exempt. They were saying they do, perform some charitable work at their hospitals, and I believe they do pay some property taxes on some properties. However, one interesting thing that I did notice in a UPMC official saying was that, if you do decide to revoke UPMC's tax-exempt status, we ask that you consider taking away the tax-exempt status of our competitors. And I think we can all assume that that would mean the West Penn Allegheny Health System.
Very interesting. Good point that you've just brought up. We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode. He covers, among other things, city council. So let's look at that city council agenda for this week. There is proposed legislation regarding a Lower Hill District redevelopment. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this is the redevelopment that has been long in the works for the former Civic Arena site. And of course, that was a pretty contentious issue for the last few years. And obviously, that has been torn down. Now there is a pretty big parking lot there, 28 acres of parking right now. And what they're essentially proposing is a new sewage plan for a proposed redevelopment that would go and replace that parking lot. So what City Council is considering is obviously, you know, the ins and outs and the infrastructure for this redevelopment. I believe that everybody knows it's going to be a long term thing. It's going to be 5 to 10 years before this is, you know, even visible, I suppose. But they do plan to redevelop this area with some office and retail space towards the downtown end of the property. And then as it sort of transitions into the Hill District, it'll turn into some housing as well. They do plan to make it a green LEED certified development. And obviously, this is just one of the first steps. Approving a sewage plan is part one for most developments.
And what would be the subsequent parts here? What are some of the other things we may see on the old Igloo site?
Right. Well, after the sewage plan goes in, you've got to, you know, plan out what the roads are going to be and some of the other infrastructure ins and outs. And obviously, they're going to have to find some funding. They're going to have to attract some capital, whether that's from the federal government, the state government, or, you know, maybe some corporate tenants. I believe one of the big words bandied around whenever this was first being thrown about in city government was that they need a large corporate tenant to move in there and sort of provide some of that clout and capital that would draw other investors into this project, like the American Eagle sort of tenant on the Southside Works really made that a viable project. They want something similar for this Hill District redevelopment, which is really, by the way, one of the biggest open parcels of land in the city, and really promises to be a pretty big redevelopment.
We spoke last week about the bike share program proposed for Pittsburgh. You have some specifics about funding for that program.
Right. And this is, I guess, the sausage making of this really cool program. The city council has to approve a big grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation, $1.6 million from them, and $1 million from some corporate sponsorships, and $400,000 from some nonprofit foundations, really gathering all this money into an account at the city where the city will control spending from this $3 million account and to build these, you know, 50 bike share locations all across the city that will be ready next year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when it happens. And is there a feeling that this would help reduce congestion in the city of Pittsburgh and maybe augment the mass transit situation that we have here?
Right. I think that is the idea. I think the idea is to sort of use it to supplement the Port Authority. You know, you can take a quick jump on one of these bikes from your house and get to a Port Authority bus stop nearby to one of the other locations. Or you can just simply, you know, use it to go get a couple groceries from the grocery store. You know, reduce the amount of trips that are taken by car in the city, I think, is one of the main goals. It's not necessarily for, you know, a bike trip to who knows where, you know, along some Mon Valley trail line. But it's more of a, you know, quick trips and quick destination-oriented visits like that.
And we see plenty of people riding bikes doing just that very thing here in Pittsburgh, only this would make it a lot easier for folks. So interesting plan. We'll continue to follow that. And 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, as always, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, handling the cost of higher education when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.